So, tell us the story of the hacker.
All right, so my name is Mattia. People often call me Hook. You may have seen the duck before. And this is the story of a little duck and a hacker train. So what happened was, first of all, it's clearly a question, what is a hacker train? A hacker train is, well, a train full of hackers, and in our case, a duck. So we have a sticker, we have a domain name now, since January. It's always a good start for a geeky project, but here's the origin of the story. Is like, and for several years, we've been thinking of just, you know, there's like around 10,000 geeks at FOSDEM. Most of them are from Europe. Europe has mostly decent railways. Why don't we do something with this? So we had like early goals, like okay, like for like short-term goals, like let's make, like the first thing, let's make the thing fun. So we want to make sure that hackers meet on a train, because like in a, such a big place as FOSDEM is, you will bump into a lot of people, but if you don't know them, maybe you won't start a conversation. But if you're stuck on a train together for, you know, some hours, you might get to learn each other. And also, it's, you know, an ecologically uncomfortable way to travel, comfortable-ish, depending on your preferences. So the long-term goal was also, well, let's make it more affordable and more convenient for people to actually go on a train. As we've probably heard throughout the day, so I won't drone on about that. All right, so what's the plan? So clearly there was a plan A. You can assume that plan A was not what happened, but it's still, we have plan A in a drawer, and it's, I hope it's going to happen at some point. So the idea was, why don't we just charter a whole freaking train, put hackers on it, and you know, just figure out the route, how we want to get to FOSDEM, and pick up all these hackers along the way. And we're going to have, you know, we're going to have a carriage for hardware hacking, we're going to have a carriage for network hacking, and we're going to have a carriage for dropping that and sleeping. So that was the big plan. So yeah, we went. So there were like guys like this guy here and a few others in our hackerspace who, when I presented that last year at FOSDEM as a, you know, a completely pie-in-the-sky idea, and they went online and like 5 minutes later were like, you actually can. We're like, okay, let's explore this. And I have to say, I was not the oldest one in the room, so I wasn't this side. There were people who were older than me and more experienced on that side, and was like, please, somebody be the adult in the room. And the adults in the room were like, that's such a cool idea. Fuck. So, right, so I get into contact with Slovenska železnica. They said, oh, that's really funny, because we know exactly how much it costs to create a custom line from Ljubljana to Brussels and back, because somebody was trying to do that a few months ago. What are the odds? Was not about FOSDEM. So I know how much it costs specifically. I have it to the euro exact, but it's roughly 96K euros. And you get a custom line, and the train stays here, and then you get the custom route back home. But it only has seats, it has no electricity on board, and you have, you know, there's like 200 odd seats that you have to fill, which we calculated like really short. It's like, ah, that's a bit expensive. So no, plan B, the standard obvious solution. Let's take Slovenska železnica, ÖBB, maybe Deutsche Bahn, and had a question? Okay. And then just reserve a carriage. So yeah, that's sensible. So we started discussing that, and then there was the chicken and egg problem. So which route do we take, and how many people will be on it? And you don't know which route you will take and how many people will be on it before you know which people want to be on it. And you don't know which people to spam with before you know which route you want to take. So while we were chicken and egging, and also, you know, the reservation might probably cost us some money. So while we were chicken and egging, somebody from Mitelab, which is a hackerspace in Trieste, said, you know, there's this new company that they set up. They're setting up a direct night train from Venice to Brussels, and we're like, oh yeah, that is so convenient. So I ring them up. I send them an email. Kudos to the lady that she actually answered back, because I was stupid enough to start the email with, I'm organizing a hacker train. And that was back then, where the Polish hackers with the train were still a fresh memory. So after I convinced her to actually go on a voice call with me, we established like the first 5 minutes that no, we're not going to hack the train. They were like very helpful, and it turns out that we can't take this year the Venice route, because the Venice route establishes in 3 days for the first time, which is a bit late for FOSDEM, at least this year. So, but she said, well, but we have like a really nice night train from Prague to Brussels, like Ljubljana, Prague. I said, but you know, it's super simple. We'll just give you a custom booking link, and you just send the link to whoever. And once, you know, 1 or 2 days before the train leaves, we'll just squish everybody who used that booking link into the same part of the train, so you guys can be together. Like, okay, that's convenient. And he just said, oh, we'll just give you 10% discount because that's a cool idea. Like, okay. So that's what we did. How did it actually go? Well, the numbers are weird. So I spent quite a bit of time spamming all sorts of places, including every hackerspace on hackerspaces.org in the 50-kilometer radius on the Prague-Brussels line. FSFE was great to include us in their newsletter. We were featured as one of the FOSDEM fringe events, et cetera, which resulted in, just before the train left, it was like 2,600 unique visitors to the post which described what we are doing. In turn, resulted in 40 clicks on the actual booking link. So European Sleepers told us that it resulted in 16 to 20 bookings in total. And yeah, no, on Monday, or was it Tuesday? Tuesday, on New Tuesday, there were like 7 people on the actual train. So what I suspect is the way it was set up was that you could use the booking link in either direction, and there was like a 2 weeks before and after window. So I'm pretty sure like some people used it to go like 2 days before or 2 days after we went, which is fine. So, you know, there was also like, we then asked ourselves, I mean, there's a big difference between this and this. I mean, this is clearly anecdotal evidence, but we asked a few of the people who we know said no. And just, you know, classical answers, too expensive, too time consuming. In Slovenia specifically, FOSDEM is in the middle of exam season, so Yuri is the only one who came because he managed to organize it for him, but most of the other students couldn't. And what surprised me was that because I was spamming all these hackerspaces, quite a few answers I got was that hackerspaces just don't go to FOSDEM, which surprised me, to be honest. I mean, this might need further investigation. But not for me. That's some other question. So we heard earlier today also that, yes, you know, it's more convenient, it's faster, et cetera, to go with other ways. And this year we made a comparison because some of us, the 7 of us, went with the option A, so plan C, that we did. And a different colleague went the standard route, like through ÖBB, and Yuri, because of time constraints, because of exams, had to take the train. And so this is like a typical way how you would go if you're in a hurry and on a budget from Ljubljana to Brussels. And the other two are just like option A and option B when it comes to a night train. I don't think that's a huge difference, especially if you count just the daytime travel instead of the whole travel. So that was interesting. But yeah, so how did the train actually go? And this is where the duck comes in. So this is a picture from the